All right, it's Thursday morning. Pretty nice day out there, too. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Now, every summer, we really enjoy our Friday morning tradition of getting out and visiting different communities around the Blue Water area, Marine City, Port Sanilac, Lexington, Marysville, et cetera, et cetera. We can't really do that this year because we're trying to keep our safe social distance. So instead, we have chosen a different community to highlight each week. And this is the second week of our series. And this week we are highlighting Lexington. One of the first names that comes up when we think Lexington, who do we want to talk to? It's Tim Sheridan at the Sheridan Real Estate and Insurance Agency in Lexington. He's online with us right now. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, how's everything in Lexington this morning?
Oh, fantastic. Had a little windy and a little bit of stormy weather last night, but it's changed around. I'm hoping the sun comes out today and dries things up, and I think they got a good rain. It'll certainly help all the farmers and their crops. Nice morning to drive into work this morning.
Absolutely, and a great place to do it as well. Let's talk a little bit about the real estate market in and around Lexington, because obviously there was a long pause in real estate sales. Are things starting to pick up a little bit now?
Absolutely, Paul. Last year was a really, really good year in the real estate market, especially the housing market. It started out really, really strong in January and February, and then the pandemic hit with the virus, and that paused us for a little bit. But on May 7th, when Governor Whitmer relaxed her lockdown order and let us operate a little bit more aggressive, the market just exploded again. So we have a record low interest rates, a great place to sell up here and a great place to live. This Lexington and Port Huron and the surrounding area, and what we've seen it in the past from time to time. The COVID was a little bit heavier down like in Oakland and Wayne counties, and what we're seeing is some of those folks have decided that moving out to this area might be a little bit safer to live, and we're seeing a flux of people coming out of those areas pretty heavy, selling their homes down there. In fact, we've sold four or five here in the last couple weeks down there, and actually sold them homes up in this area. So, yeah, market is really, really good.
Well, it's a beautiful area up here as well, and it's good to see, because there was the worry, I think, when everything shut down, how quickly are things going to resume? And it sounds like things, at least in the real estate sector, have really ramped up nicely.
Yes, they it was kind of amazing. A lot of times in January and February, you have a little bit of a slowdown because of Christmas and New Year's and taxes and that sort of thing. We didn't see any slowdown in January and February. And then the virus hit, and of course, that paused us a little bit. And we made sales through it, but it was a lot tougher because of the lockdown order. But it's nice to see that the people, they're right back at it. Looks like a lot of them are going back to work. The mindset's excellent. Everybody's starting to get busy again. And, boy, that's really good to see, for sure.
Absolutely. Tim, what is it about Lexington that's kept you there all these years? And when people, visit Lexington and they consider buying real estate there, what is it that attracts them to it? What keeps you there?
The whole community in the surrounding communities, it's just a good place to raise the families. We've had good school districts, we're rich in farming. There's no doubt about that. We're a lot of good farmland and stuff. But it's just a good place to live and what we see is a lot of folks will travel, bring their families up here to live, and travel. Lack of jobs is one thing that really hurts the younger folks. They have to move south to get the better jobs or get jobs in general. But just a good place to live, and we see a lot of folks still traveling an hour to work down the city suburbs for the better jobs, but they'll live up here and raise their families. It's a doggone good place to raise your kids.
Yeah, it's a great area, and I'll tell you what, this is going to be a different kind of summer in Lexington because it's a community that is so rich with events, not just in the summer but all year round. A lot of those events are canceled for this year, but that's not keeping people from hanging around Lexington. I was up there last Saturday just for a visit, and I'll tell you what, there were a lot of people out.
A lot of people out. Traffic is starting to ramp up as the weather gets warmer. You're a little closer distance to where the population's heavy in the city suburbs. They love Lexington, the surrounding areas, Port Sand Lake, anything along the lake. We call that lake golden. That water is precious, and they like to be around it. It's refreshing. People are starting to boat again. We see some people out fishing again. Boy, is that good to see. Now they're in downtown Lexington. They're starting to walk the streets again. It's kind of sad to see that some of that stuff was shut down, but I guess for safety's sakes, maybe they had to. Hopefully we get through this and it gets resolved. Another thing is like the Cadillac House and the pub and the theater are going to get back in action. So, you know, that's always a big draw, those businesses. And once they get going again, Paul, I think that you'll see things starting to get back to somewhat of a normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a vibrant community, no doubt about it.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Ramping back up again. Talking with Tim Sheridan from the Sheridan Real Estate and Insurance Agency, which is you're third generation there. I think you've got the fourth generation at work. I mean, it's a long time business there.
Absolutely. My grandfather actually started a business in Peck, Michigan in 1925. And then my dad came into play, and then me. I actually started in the real estate in 1977, and then I have two boys in the business with me, Brian and Mike. So we're going to continue on. We're going to have a building project coming up, Paul, hopefully next summer on our lot there in Port Erin. So we're going to expand her. We want to stay in business. We want to keep the family business going, and we're going to move down there eventually when we could. We're going to keep our Lexington office, but we're going to expand to one more office in Port Erin there. So right across from you guys, in fact. So,
we'll be neighbors.
Yeah, we're going to be neighbors, and I'm making progress on that. I'm still probably about a year away, but we're hoping to start it next summer. We're getting things organized, and I'm approved through the city of Port Erin, and we hope to continue on, and maybe some of them grand boys will come into the business at some point in time, too. So that's what our hope is.
That's right. Keep it going. Absolutely.
Keep it going. Yep.
Tim, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us, and best to everybody up there in Lexington.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul. It was nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.